This last segment is inspired by one of the great actors in all of American history, all of world history, Mr. Adam Sandler. There was an Adam Sandler triple threat tonight on the E! Network. That's what it goes by, right? The E! Network? Or is it the E! Channel?
I think it's the E! Network.
Right now, Happy Gilmore, maybe his best. He's about to get in a fight with Bob Barker. He's about to confuse Bob Barker for the host of Let's Make a Deal. I can't start scripting this right now because Sarah will get mad at me whenever I get home. Look who it is right there, Charlie. R.I.P. Joe Flaherty.
I'll get to him.
The man who yelled jackass in Happy Gilmore. Absolute legend. Before this, it was Big Daddy. Before that, it was Billy Madison. Maybe three of the movies right there that are on the Mount Rushmore of Adam Sandler flicks. But what does Charlie know as we throw it to him? I am putting Charlie to the test here to rank his top 10 Adam Sandler movies. Here we go.
So I have the two lists. I have the top five secondary characters.
Oh, you did that too. I threw that out there for you. I love it.
And I also have the top 10 Adam Sandler movies. I'll go 10 to 1.
Okay.
And Intern Dom, Jack and Jill is not on this list. You need to get your head examined.
I don't know if it'd be in the top 50.
No, it would not. So, number 10, I have a little four-way tie because I couldn't choose who gets in the last spot. Like I said, it just kept...
Fatal four-way match to determine who will be the 10th.
Between Click, Eight Crazy Nights, Bulletproof, and Little Nicky. Bulletproof was with Damon Wayans in the late 90s.
Yeah, that was like like mid-90s one.
It was what, for me, growing up, it would be what Rich Eisen would be called a remote drop. If it was ever on, like, TBS, I would always just watch it because I loved Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans.
I'm trying to think which one out of the four I would pick there. What was the last one you said?
Little Nicky.
Probably Little Nicky. I think Little Nicky's very stupid, but I'd probably say I laughed the most out of that one. Bulletproof is one I should probably rewatch. I've only seen that once.
It's pretty good. It's not in there with like the other Sandler movies, like how you and I would picture a Sandler movie.
Yeah.
But it's still funny.
Yeah, I know, like, bit controversial for me to not pick Click there. I know people like Click. I don't know. I wasn't huge on it. So I mean, I think 10 is a worthy spot to put that. Eight Crazy Nights is fine. It's a little cartoon.
I believe it was his first animated movie.
Oh, yes, it would have been, because that was early 2000s.
Yes.
Okay, so four-way tie at number 10.
Number 9, I have I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Very good pick. I like that a lot. I would like to see how my top 10 fully breaks down right now. I like that pick a lot. I think it's very underrated. That movie is funny. Like, I went into that thinking, like, all right, where would this rank up there? I think for how some of his movies have been received post 2000, I think that's a very, very funny one.
So that was number 9.
Yeah.
We're at number 8 right now. I know you have not seen this movie, but Airheads. It was one of the very first movies he was in. Incredibly.
Chris Farley's in there too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a cameo by Lemmy from Motorhead.
Wow.
This was the first movie that Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi would be in together.
Okay.
I believe this is where they first met.
So that built their relationship.
And this was the first movie that Sandler and Chris Farley were in together.
Isn't Brendan Fraser in that too? Or
yes,
am I thinking?
He is the main character. David Arquette's in there as well. If we want to talk about wrestling, former WCW champion.
Yeah, man, 1994.
For somebody who works in radio, you need to watch it.
Okay. So yeah.
So that was number 8. This is where I think I'm going to start losing Donnie. Number 7, I have The Longest Yard.
I love The Longest Yard. You thought you would lose me there. I'd probably put it in I would absolutely put it in my top 10. I think it is an outstanding remake.
See, I thought it would be higher for you, being that you were Donnie Football.
No, I mean, I don't have that in my top 5. I did a top 5 last year, which I'll share with you once you're done with your top 10. I think that's a very fair spot. I mean, it has all the elements for me. It's a football movie. It's got Adam Sandler. It's got a bunch of ex-pro wrestlers in it. I mean, that's a big time triple hit for me right there.
Number 6 or this would be number 6?
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
Okay.
Now this is where my wheels are turning.
Yeah, I would have had mine a little bit higher because I think Big Daddy more sentimental. Honestly, it tugs at the heartstrings. Mm-hmm. But still extremely funny.
But still in the top 6.
Yeah.
It was just there. Number 5, this is going to surprise you, but Rain on Me.
That is a good movie.
Which was one, I believe, one of his very first dramatic roles.
Yeah,
with
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle was in there as well.
Yeah, I watched that in high school for the first time. And that was the point, honestly, where I said, okay, I think Sandler he has more range than Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Like, that's where I think they differentiate.
It was one of those.
Like, I know Ferrell has tried to do some serious ones, but
it never worked.
Yeah, Sandler pulled it off, and he's pulled off a couple of more dramatic roles ever since then. That's a good pick.
Number 4, Anger Management.
I like that one.
With Jack Nicholson.
I like that one. I don't know if I'd go like late top 10 or even top 10, but enjoyable movie.
Jack Nicholson also has a special place in my heart. We went to the same high school.
Really?
Yep.
Man, he's got to be one of the more notable alums.
I think he's one of the only notable alums. Balls Mahoney. He's another notable alum.
Oh, my God.
Good old Manasquan.
R.I.P. Balls Mahoney.
Number 3, I have Happy Gilmore. And this is where the big 3 are. Number 3 is Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Number 2, The Waterboy. And number 1, Billy Madison.
Okay, so I'm trying to think here. You have Madison at 1, you have Waterboy at 2, you have Gilmore at 3. There is one of my top 5 that you did not have in your top 10. We may have discussed this movie before. I like your top 3 because I love all 3 of those movies. I know that people love Billy Madison, but for whatever reason, I've always just attached myself more to Happy Gilmore. But Madison absolutely won. If it's on, I'm watching it. Gilmore, if it's on, I'm watching it. Waterboy, if it's on, I'm watching it. All 3 of those in my top 5. So I had Waterboy at number 5.
Okay.
I have Billy Madison at number 4. Number 3, I have The Wedding Singer.
Now, did I forget The Wedding Singer? Or did I just not purposely put it on the list? I purposely didn't put it on the list. And I also forgot. It was a little bit of both.
Like, I mean, I put this task on you relatively late in tonight's show, given the movies that we had lined up here on one of the TVs in the studio. Wedding Singer, I'm a big fan of. Obviously, I got it at number 3. I think it's very underrated on Sandler's part. Big Daddy at number 2. And then Gilmore at number 1. But I like your list, all in all. 50 First Dates, I probably would have thrown on there, too.
I thought about it, but the Sandler-Barrymore connection was done many more times after that.
Yeah.
Which kind of threw it off the top 10. Now, do you want really quickly the top 5 secondary characters?
Yes, I would love it.
So when I say secondary characters, I mean a character that was only on the screen for like maybe less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, for example...
It's almost like a tertiary character.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I challenged myself even more and limited it to 1 per movie.
Okay.
So, for Happy Gilmore, we were talking about Ben Stiller. I had to choose between Ben Stiller and Mr. Jackass. Obviously, I chose the latter. So I'm going to go number five.
Okay.
This is going to surprise you, but he always has a special place in my heart. Number five, Quentin Tarantino's character in Little Nicky. The blind the blind priest that's screaming in the street.
Yeah, I remember
falls
that.
Down the stairs and starts screaming, I'm burning now.
Okay.
He always makes me laugh no matter what. Number four, I have Farmer Fran.
Good one.
Who has not tried to mimic.
Yeah. Can't do it.
I can't even do it. It hurt my throat. I don't want to sound like you the last couple days. Number three, the almighty Chris Farley and his bus driver.
Oh, that's a great pick.
On Billy Madison. I even, for your future reference, did a little thing. This is a news bus for you.
No yelling on the bus!
Oh,
let's go.
For your future reference. And number two, I have, what's his name, Joe Flaherty?
Joe Flaherty. Yeah.
You will not make this putt, you jackass. I have him number two. And number one, it is just very iconic to me. Rob Schneider, whenever he says, you can do it, he is my number one on the tertiary Sandler movie characters. Because he doesn't pop up in just one. That character is a recurring one.
Yeah.
In The Waterboy, he was in Little Nicky. When Ozzy Osbourne popped up, he was there.
Yeah, he's been around a few times. I like that list. I like that list a lot. I'm going to have to put together a list of, like, secondary Sandler characters at some point.